Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 20th. It's August. It's 2024. And I got stuff going on because I'm trying to get rolling. I've been home for 2 weeks and I don't want to get stuck on the East Coast, to be totally, perfectly, and completely honest with you. So let me show you something really strange, real quick. Okay, never mind. I'm trying to download something from my cell phone that I videotaped the other night. For whatever reason, 3 nights in a row, when the sun was setting, usually it goes behind a large veil of clouds, but for whatever reason, it was bright red. And then I noticed over here on Richie from Boston on Facebook that other people were posting the same thing. Well, one of my subscribers sent this the other day. What do you see there, ladies and gentlemen? You see anything strange? You see that sun right there? Yeah, that's weird. That's queer. That's not normal. And here's another picture. And these are the raw pictures. Do you see that right there? Do you see that? I mean, that seems like something I told you about a long time ago. And then here you go. Here's the sun setting. And then what's this happy little fella right here? Well, I'm losing it, but you can still see the grid. At any rate, it doesn't matter because this is below the clouds, it appears, and that's the sun setting. They're messing with the weather. They're going to do everything all at one time, and it's all happening right now. UK is absolutely blowing up because I've been monitoring that the entire time since I've been home. And the flood of immigrants coming into our country hasn't stopped whatsoever at all. And I told you that this was all going to break before the elections. And people are like, Richie, you say lots of things. I say lots of things based on the information they lay out. We get out our decoder rings, try to take what they give us and make sense of it. Well, guess what? Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum just said the same thing that I've been saying. And I'll link this below. This was on the 19th, which was yesterday, 2024. And Klaus Schwab is telling us that there are 4 events that are going to probably happen directly before the election cycle. What are the odds of that? What are the odds of that? You see what I'm saying? So these guys are coming out and basically saying the same exact thing that I've been saying since the beginning. And like I said, I'll leave this here so you can read this all for yourself. So it's not just coming from the mouth of some toothless, overweight asshole that's been on the internet for 14 years trying to get this through people's heads. Civil War 2024, leave the world behind, and then everything we're seeing right now. The UK is actively flooding their country with people that don't belong there, that are committing atrocious crimes, and the people getting arrested are the people that are saying, hey officer, that migrant over there is raping somebody. Right wing, you're under arrest. And now apparently they're going to start letting people out of jail so they can make more room. They're going to let criminals out of jail so they can make more room for the rioters. Imagine that. It's called Operation Early Dawn. And this just came out on the 19th as well. The government launches its plan to tackle overburdened prison systems in the wake of trials that are thought to see dozens of rioters jailed. So long story longer, they're going to let out actual criminals that were convicted of actual crimes back when they were pretending to play by the rules. They're going to let these people out so they can put people that were right wingers in jail. Yeah, yeah, this is a real thing. This is brand new. This is what they're doing. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Do you want what they're doing is they're just going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. They need a civil war, so just like the end ceremony of the Olympics told everybody, they're going to burn it all down. They showed us their entire plan at the Olympics by starting out with absolute disgusting transgender gay people imitating the Last Supper and then wrapping it up with having Satan fall out of the sky, coming out of a pentagram, and then landing on the ground surrounded by his own demons that are helping rebuild the world after they burn it to a crisp. They showed the entire thing. The entire game plan is right here in this video on Round Saturn's Eye channel. I'll leave links below, even though I've already shown it to you. But here we go. Here we go. Now we've got the World Economic Forum saying that before the elections, 4 major things are going to happen. Yeah, that's crazy. And all of a sudden, the sun is bright red. The sun went from yellow when I was a kid to white when I was in my 30s to now it's bright red. And then when people are taking pictures of it, doesn't look exactly, it looks like something might be a little wrong with that. You know what I mean? That doesn't look exactly accurate. And I hit him up and said, can you send me the actual photographs with the metadata and everything else so I could make sure that this was legit and I wasn't showing you some sort of hokum. But then, I caught it on my own phone. Well, I don't think this is gonna. I can't download this. I don't know why. Can you see that at all? I can't tell. Whatever. Whatever. I tried. But the same unusual sun or whatever that item is also here. Do you see what I mean? And a bunch of people posted the same exact thing on my Facebook page that is still somehow up. One sun, two sun. All the suns you could possibly need. You know what I mean? But that's not it. That's not it. Everything just keeps going and going and going. I already showed you that all the banks have already set you up with a digital wallet. So one day you're going to wake up and magically something bad will happen and your bank account will suddenly be a digital bank account. You can't take your money out because you're now going to be on some sort of a secret, point system like the carrot and the stick thing we showed you years ago. This is all happening. This is like literally, really happening. And I don't know, man. I don't know. Things aren't looking too good. A 17-year-old girl who used pepper spray to fight off a rapist near a migrant asylum center is told she will be prosecuted for carrying the weapon. Yeah, that's what they're going to keep doing until people finally start fighting for real. And wait till this comes home. You've even got Russia offering people if you want to leave the sick world, you can come here. But I got to tell you what. I got to tell you what. This is literally saying if you want to leave your country and come to Russia, we'll let you. But here's the deal. Maybe Russia isn't part of this entire thing. Russia has called it out over the years. But according to everything that we know, Russia locked down during COVID. If they locked down during COVID and did what every other country did, they're part of it. Period. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I can't talk to anybody in Russia to confirm or deny any of this, but this is all coming to fruition right now. These are cops in Germany beating the shit out of protesters for whatever reason. I mean, look at this. That's not being arrested. That's being beat down by the cops. And yes, I save all these. You still think Trump's on our side? What country in the entire world runs for president of that country by showing some other country's flags? It makes no sense. But it does if you're a Zionist, and that's what he is. And let's not forget, this is the United States, and this was just a couple of days ago. It's estimated that over 30 million unknowns. Well, they haven't been activated yet because, unlike England, people in America are armed. You know what I'm saying? The problem is they've used so many psychological operations, people that are armed aren't going to know when to pick up their weapons, in my estimation. And I say that because I've gone and met with people face to face, and they still don't see how dire of a situation we are currently in. We're in the end zone, people. I am telling you. And apparently now they're telling you because they have to. This entire Olympics was a pretty dang good. I mean, this was blatant. You've got a guy competing that was openly convicted and jailed for raping an underage child competing in the Olympics. You've got the beginning of the Olympic. They didn't hide it. They didn't show it. They showed the pale horse with the rider upon him. His name was Death. They showed Satan coming out of the underground. They showed it all. They just showed it all. This is the Olympics, and this was a disgrace. They never would have went this far if they didn't think, screw it, this is last call because we're getting ready to do this. They would never do this to another religion because they know that for all the Christians out there, chances are nobody's going to do anything. And that's kind of what turned out. Everybody's just complaining. In the closing ceremonies, they showed everything. They showed the entire world. That's what that is right there. They showed Satan coming down from heaven. All of them showed their allegiance, and then they showed everything burning, and then a phoenix rising after the satanic guy called all of his demonic entities to come up and help him reconstruct the world in their image. You see what I'm saying? But I mean, time is running out. Timing, like, we've got, it's August. We've got September, October, November. We've got 2 months. 2 months. Get ready every possible way you possibly can. If they come for you to take you, when watch a television show, watch a body cam show. You don't have to worry about just do not go with them. How's that? I can't say it any other way. Do not go with them, no matter what the cost. And if you live someplace rural, by now I'd really like to think that you've got things stacked up, ways to feed yourself, this, that, and the other thing. And if you've got money in the bank, I've been telling you this for almost 2 years now for a reason. Get it out. Get it out of the bank before you can't anymore. Because who knows long how long we will have to endure. Do you see what I'm saying? It's a big country and it's a big world, and they're going to have to do this all at one time. They're already arresting people for commenting on the internet. That's insane. That is insane. They already censored us. We're in the last stage right now, and they're showing it. They've brought in all their troops. They've got everybody thinking that this guy's going to somehow fix everything. And then, according to their numbers, the other lady's winning anyways, which is ridiculous. Cops are beating up everybody all over the place. Russia is offering everybody from around the world to come to their country for safe haven. Imagine that. And then good is evil, evil is good. Oh, you were getting raped, you're under arrest. Yeah, awesome. Totally awesome. And meanwhile, today in Israel, the same thing just continues to happen over and over because these are God's people. These are wonderful people. And no, they do not want a ceasefire. They're going to continue doing what they're doing because while all this stuff is going on, Israel is giving them all the live sacrifices they could possibly need. The blood of the Palestinians is flowing, ladies and gentlemen, big time, big time. So while all these little ceremonies and all these other acts are going on, Israel is giving the blood sacrifice that is required. They're going to let criminals out so they can put citizens in. Yeah, here it goes. This is where all of a sudden you see what the new world order is when your government decides to pull down the mask and show you they're not messing around and they were never with you, even though you should have figured that out a long, long time ago. I just talked to Chelsea over at Gold Co. If you get your money out of your 401k or IRA, even a quarter of it or a half of it, whatever, I mean, be smart. I'm showing you everything you need to know, and I'll leave you links below. Get your money out, turn it into gold and silver, something you can actually use. Because with a digital ID, you're not going to be able to trade with anybody. And if your money turns into ones and zeros, it doesn't belong to you anymore. Period. This is getting dire. The World Economic Forum is now telling you the same thing I've been telling you. What are the odds? What are the odds in a million years? Why am I so excited? Because this is a little exciting and it's a little scary at the same time. But it is what it is. No one's going to come to save us. Not quite yet, at least. At any rate, links will be below. I'm out.